This is the parallax for Friday, July 10th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with breaking political news out of Maine. Democratic Senate candidate Graham Platner has suspended his campaign following a sexual assault allegation published by Politico this week. A former girlfriend accused Platner of severely assaulting her in 2021, an allegation Platner called categorically untrue. Maine Democrats now face a compressed timeline. They have until July 27th to select a replacement candidate to face incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins in November. The outlets are framing this story quite differently. The BBC and Axios focus on the mechanics of Platner's withdrawal and the tight deadline ahead. But The Guardian highlights the real tension within the Democratic Party. Progressive groups are now scrambling to find what they're calling a real progressive replacement before the nomination potentially goes to an establishment Democrat. Meanwhile, Fox News brings in President Trump's commentary, where he argued that Democrats replacing Platner is very hard for them to do, and pointed to what he characterized as a double standard, noting that when a Republican woman made similar allegations, skeptics dismissed her. The Daily Wire adds crucial context. Platner had already faced earlier conduct allegations and other controversies before this latest allegation emerged. Turning to international affairs now, the United States and Iran have escalated military exchanges this week after President Trump declared an existing ceasefire agreement over during the NATO summit in Ankara on Tuesday. Iranian state media reports that military targets were hit in Bushehr province and the city of Kanarak. The U.S. has denied responsibility for some of those attacks. But here's where the story gets more complex. Despite the resumed hostilities, technical talks between the two countries are continuing. Qatar, Pakistan, and other regional mediators are actively working behind the scenes to de-escalate tensions and revive nuclear negotiations. NPR reports that this week's exchange appeared larger than previous incidents threatening the ceasefire. Axios tells us that regional mediators are pushing hard to bring both sides back to the negotiating table. There's an interesting tension in Axios's reporting. Trump is simultaneously sharing clips and memes of strikes on his Truth Social account, while also seeking what officials describe as an off-ramp to a conflict Americans broadly don't support. Washington Examiner confirms that diplomatic channels remain active, even as Trump's rhetoric suggests otherwise. It's a portrait of simultaneous escalation and negotiation, two dynamics operating in parallel. Moving to a troubling story out of Houston, Immigration and Customs Enforcement shot and killed a man during what was supposed to be a targeted operation, but the person killed was not the intended target. Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a 52-year-old Mexican immigrant who had lived in the United States for 35 years, was shot during a traffic stop on Tuesday morning. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed Thursday that Salgado Araujo was not the person agents were seeking. They were reportedly looking for two Guatemalan nationals. The incident has triggered a significant diplomatic escalation. Mexico's Foreign Minister Roberto Velasco Alvarez announced Thursday that Mexico plans to file criminal complaints in U.S. courts over deaths of Mexican nationals in ICE custody, moving beyond previous diplomatic protests to pursue legal action. Salgado Araujo's son, Ronaldo, has called publicly for an independent investigation into his father's death. The Guardian reports the DHS confirmation while featuring video of Salgado Araujo's son demanding accountability. Axios emphasizes the diplomatic significance, Mexico's foreign minister saying, "We're going to do everything we can in our power to pursue this case legally," marking a notable shift in how Mexico is responding to these incidents. On to sports now. France has advanced to the World Cup semifinals with a dominant 2-0 victory over Morocco in Thursday's quarterfinal. Kylian Mbappe scored a goal and added an assist, breaking multiple tournament records in the process. But celebrations in France were tragically marred when a 17-year-old girl fell from a truck while celebrating in the streets and died. The Guardian reports that violent disorder also erupted in London following the match. Looking ahead, Spain faces Belgium in Los Angeles on Friday, with both teams' goalkeepers expected to be decisive. The New York Post reports that goalkeeper performance will likely determine the outcome. That's that.